Tyrell, it's a loss, I know, but what kind of immediate takeaways do you have from it, and what do you think you could take from this moving forward to make you better?
I can definitely take from this. We have to eliminate the explosive plays, you know, and just playing ball 24/7, being consistent in what we do. We need to take more pride in that and keep building from there, you know, and just keep going higher and higher, you know.
Questions? Ben, how are you on your right?
You know, Tyrell, what about this team? How would this team have been differently had this been a year ago tonight?
Just us being more consistent this year has played a huge part of our, you know, our team, and just having more grit, you know, and just, you know, just playing hard-nosed football 24/7, you know, and just knowing what to do and being more knowledgeable of the game, you know, and Coach Fisher, toughness, effort, discipline, and pride, we need to take that more seriously and just keep building on that.
Ben, again.
You know, why do you think y'all were, you know, successful at times? Aside from the big play, seems like y'all had success for most part defensively. Why was that?
You said successful at times? Just because Coach Elko called a defense and we executed it, you know, and we were all on one page.
Zach, you're on your left.
Tyrell, you were quoted as saying you think this Aggie linebacking core can be in the best in the nation. Do you feel like you guys proved that tonight in the way that you played?
Yeah. The thing is that we did kind of prove it tonight, but we got to keep on proving and proving, you know, every game. We have to just keep growing and growing. And I'm very proud how, you know, Anthony played and OT played and, you know, Larry coming in also. So I think everyone played, you know, good. We can always play better, you know, tweak some things up, but it's going good so far.
Stay on the left here with Mark on the left.
When you guys were down 15 points, you basically shut them down offensively. Tell me a little bit about the mindset that you guys took as you started to rally, you know, basically start of fourth quarter.
Yeah, we just wanted to stay patient, you know. Just everyone just doing their job and, you know, not getting out of the scheme of Coach Elko's, you know, defense, you know, and just staying on point, you know, and just being patient, because we always say we don't know when there's going to be a big play. You know, every play is a big play, and you have to play every play like it's your last play. So that's how we had to take on that going into the fourth.
We'll go to Kirk right here in the middle.
Yeah, Tyrell, how much respect did you think y'all earned from Clemson and around the country with y'all's performance?
I think we gained a lot of respect, honestly. I think no one thought the game would be as close as it was. Honestly, I wasn't surprised that it was as close, because I know the work, the numerous hours we put in, you know, throughout the summer, you know, and just, you know, Coach Schmidt almost killing us every day, and just, you know, and just going hard. But we got to just keep on growing and growing and keep gaining that respect throughout the country every game.